Welcome back, folks. My name is Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Got a fine guest co-host for the first hour with me. He's former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel. We're both legal nerds, but we try to make it accessible to everybody. You want to join this discussion, 855-752-4842. Whether we're talking about the Alien Enemies Act case, or whether or not we're talking about birthright citizenship, or whether we're talking about temporary protected status. We've had three cases in the last three business days in some way, shape, or form before the Supreme Court, seemingly making decisions that aren't quite consistent. But underlying all of that, Jim, to me, is the most fundamental question that faces all of us as Americans. And that is, do we allocate basic rights based on someone's race or their country of origin? And to me, in my mind, Jim, we are at a place where everything that Republicans are saying, and they're not even Republicans anymore, that MAGAs are saying, is that, no, the president gets to use race and country of origin to actively discriminate and to decide who gets rights under the Constitution. That's what all of these cases boil down to at their root. In the temporary protected status case yesterday, Judge Chen, as I was reading right before the break, the district court judge that first ruled that what Secretary Noem is trying to do and the Trump administration is trying to do is basically racist. He said generalization of criminality to the Venezuelan temporary protected status population as a whole is baseless and smacks of racism predicated on generalized false stereotypes. The removal of birthright citizenship, which he can't do alone, is to prevent black and brown yes. people from becoming citizens. Right. The invocation of the Alien Enemies Act is to directly target black and brown people from certain Central American countries. This is the allocation of rights based on someone's race and or their country of origin. It is anti-American. It is anti-democratic. Everything else is technical legal arguments.
Absolutely.
What do you say, Jim?
And to your excellent point about what Christine Noem said a couple of days before Congress, this president has said what the Supreme Court said on July 1 of last year. It's not that race is not an issue out there, but there's a bigger issue, and that is simple power. We're in the presidency. It's the executive branch, and we can do whatever we want. Why? Because we have the Electoral College votes. The president is in power now, and he can do whatever he wants. It doesn't matter that this may have, whether it's a disparate impact, whether it's a direct impact on a population that, interestingly, once again, seeks protection, gets protection under that same 14th Amendment, the other language that we always talk about, equal protection of the laws, right? Due process. That's how we always think about the 14th Amendment. Now we got to think about the first phrase or so of that amendment. But this is ultimately about power. It's not because we are constrained in any way by precedent. We're simply doing it because we can and we will. That's the message.
Well, and here's the thing, Jim, right? It's the power in and of itself is an end, right? So there, the raw assertion, the raw power grab is an end. But the mechanism of using racism to justify it is literally the political mechanism by which it is made palatable to the majority, to not the majority, it's not even close to the majority.
It appeals to a group of people out there.
To tens of millions of Americans, right? Without the racism, that's the fig leaf, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, well, it's not actually taking your rights, so you don't have to worry about the power grab, right? Because the power grab is only targeting these other people over there. And that's the message that needs to start cutting through. When Secretary Noem evidently and obviously demonstrates utter ignorance or, at worst, contempt for fundamental constitutional protections, it isn't about those people over there, black and brown folks, anymore. They're just trying to get you to think it is. It's about your rights. It's about everyone's rights. And it's about basic American principles of decency, fairness, and yes, my friend, indeed, equality under the law at the very least. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC.
Core principle, right? And we also need to emphasize, as you have done in previous broadcasts, that this is about people. It's very easy for us to look at the numbers and say, 350,000 people. Wow, that's huge. That's the most ever. We forget that those individual people are individual people. So you got Judge Chen once again talking, and beyond his accurate depiction of this as racism, he says, terminating the initiative would inflict irreparable harm on hundreds of thousands of persons whose lives, families, and livelihoods will be severely disrupted, cost the United States, and for those economists out there, here's your piece, cost the United States billions in economic activity, and injure public health and safety in communities throughout the United States. This is as to individual harms that people will suffer. They have names, they have families, they have homes, they have jobs, and oh, by the way, again, if somehow you don't care about that, you need to care about that, but beyond that, if you're concerned, again, about your own safety and security, the community that you're living in, that's also what Judge Chen is saying. It doesn't get beyond you. At some point, it comes back, and oh, yes, indeed, economically, this could have a huge impact, right?
Do we not all bleed the same red? Do we not all bleed the same color? Breaking news right now. ICE has apparently put a dozen men on a flight to South Sudan. If you're unfamiliar with Sudan, this is a country in the brink, in the midst of a brutal civil war, apparently in direct defiance of a court order requiring ICE to give these men their due process to object to their deportation. Apparently, we again have airplanes in the air, litigators, lawyers for these men seeking emergency intervention by the Supreme, by a district court, citing the Supreme Court's decision on Monday to forbid the Trump administration from using the Alien Enemies Act. We're going to continue to follow this breaking news. Keep it locked. Jim and I have you covered. You got legal eagles in the seats today, folks. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Come back with us.